Hello, my delightful Danes and their dedicated humans. Welcome to Dane's Delight, the podcast where we celebrate all things magnificent and, well, Great Dane. I'm your host, Yeti, and yes, you heard that right, I'm a Great Dane myself. My human tells me I'm quite the catch, an absolute unit in her words, and I tend to agree. My particular claim to fame, beyond being exceptionally handsome, is my important work as a therapy dog. Today, I want to give you a peek into my possum profession, straight from the horse's, or rather, the Dane's, mouth. Now, some of you might be thinking, a Great Dane? As a therapy dog? Isn't he a bit large? And to that, I say, precisely. That's my secret weapon. You see, when I lumber into a room, all 150 pounds of me, it's quite the entrance. People can't help but smile. And then, when I gently lower my colossal head for a scratch, or offer a soft, slobbery kiss, all those initial worries melt away. It's like, wow, this giant creature is actually a big, squishy marshmallow. Which, by the way, I am. A very fluffy, very cuddly, very handsome marshmallow. My job involves visiting places where humans might be feeling a bit down, hospitals, nursing homes, even libraries during exam season. You wouldn't believe the stress those students are under. But then, I arrive, a beacon of calm and drool, and suddenly, shoulders relax, smiles appear, and the sound of gentle petting fills the air. It's truly rewarding. Though, I must admit, the belly rubs are a significant perk. And the occasional dropped cracker? Pure professional dedication. One time, I was visiting a children's ward, and there was a little human who was quite scared. He wouldn't talk to anyone. My human companion, bless her cotton socks, just led me over to his bed. I slowly, carefully, placed my head on his mattress, right next to his hand. He hesitated, then his tiny fingers tentatively reached out and buried themselves in my fur. And then, he giggled. A genuine giggle. My tail, which is usually quite the weapon, gave a gentle thud 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 against the bed frame. Moments like that, my friends, make all the hard work, the napping, the eating, the strategic leaning, entirely worth it. You, Great Dane owners, know what I'm talking about. We have a special way of just being. We're not high-strung, we're not yappy, we're just there. A comforting presence. A living, breathing, sometimes snoring, warm blanket. Our size, which can be daunting to some, is actually incredibly reassuring when someone needs a strong, steady anchor. We lean into you, literally, and it's like saying, hey, I got you. All 150 pounds of love and drool, right here. Of course, it's not all glamour. There's the occasional squeaky toy mishap, or the time I accidentally nudged a plate of biscuits off a table with my tail. Professional hazards, I tell you. But even then, humans usually just laugh. We Great Danes, we're very good at eliciting laughter. Sometimes it's because we tried to sit on your lap despite being twice your size. Other times, it's just our general goofy demeanor. It's all part of the therapy, I suppose. So, if you've ever wondered if your own gentle giant has what it takes to be a therapy dog, I say, why not explore it? We bring so much joy, so much comfort, and let's be honest, so many amusing moments into the world. Our calm temperaments and affectionate natures make us ideally suited for spreading cheer, one lean and slobbery kiss at a time. What about your Danes, my fellow owners? Do they have a knack for making people feel better? Do they offer comfort in their own unique Dane way? I'd love to hear your stories. Maybe your Dane is an expert cuddler, or a master of the sympathetic sigh. That's all the wisdom I have for you today, delivered straight from my very large, very loving heart. Thank you for joining me on Dane's Delight. Remember to keep those belly rubs coming, and never underestimate the power of a gentle giant. Until next time, stay majestic, stay goofy, and keep those tails wagging.